Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
You're listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry joins us once again. Lindsay, question regarding Comrades and the mental approach to getting through Comrades. And it's Yolandi De Vet who was asking. She says, how do you prepare yourself mentally to take on a race like Comrades, particularly this time of the year where a lot of people are qualifying and the novices are going, gee, I struggled in that marathon. How am I going to go and do double that plus a park run? How do you approach this beast mentally?
Look, it's a fantastic question, and you shouldn't worry too much about it this early in the year. And in fact, worrying about it too much now means that by the time you actually get to Comrades, you're going to be a little bit mentally spent and you will suffer from burnout, which is actually one of the reasons that we got back from a survey we did with runners who didn't finish Comrades. They cited mental burnout as one of the main reasons why they ended up dropping out on race day. So it's natural to question after a marathon, you know, oh wow, how the hell am I going to do that again in one day? And the reality is that the training, the actual physical preparation, the act of running and the act of running long runs is what is mentally preparing you for the Comrades race day. So after your marathon, you're going to run a 50K probably in a couple of weeks' time. Maybe it'll be Two Oceans. Maybe it'll be Omdi Dum. But when you run that 50K, it'll actually feel a lot easier than the marathon, physically and mentally. And that will actually be what starts to build your confidence. So that by the time we get to 5 or 6 weeks before Comrades, where we do another 50 to 55K and you actually go, gee, that was easy, you start to get the confidence about Comrades. At the same time, as you move into the last 3 to 4 weeks at Comrades, you do want to prepare yourself mentally for the struggle that you're going to have. So you do want to focus on the fact that you're fit and you're strong and you're healthy and that you've done the training, but know that there is going to come a difficult stage in a race, a stage in the race where you're not sure why you're there, why this is important to you, and it's going to be difficult and you're going to be uncomfortable and you're going to be a bit sore and you're still going to be a long way from home. But if you've rehearsed some self-talk and you've got the reasons at the ready, you will come out of the other side of that. You know, it's normally, depending person to person, it can last anywhere from 1 to 2 hours. But you do come out the other side, and it's actually that struggle that really does make Comrades worthwhile doing. And it's what makes you feel so amazing when you do cross the finish line.
Brilliant. There we go. Thank you very much, Lindsay. Don't forget, if you'd like to win yourself a lifetime membership to the Coach Perry online community, the website to get to, coachperry.com/win. We look forward to having you in there. And if you want to find out more about it, coachperry.com/join is where you can get all those details. coachperry.com/join. Go check it out now. From the two of us, until next time, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.